Welcome to Son of a Bitch and Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, yeah.
It was nice to take a walk with you. Mm-hmm. And I gotta tell you, it was like one of the most idyllic moments of my life, sitting on a bench with you, just chatting.
Yeah.
And
nice.
So.
Nice, very nice.
We Marcy was showing me this Instagram video. What's the actress's name?
It's really good. I've watched this so many times.
It's because, like, I want to say that I'm nervous about
just around the corner, and that means getting together with family members who you might not see eye to eye with.
Yeah.
And so, this is Leslie.
Okay. Yeah. So basically, I don't know if that's gonna work. Maybe I get coffee right. Can you turn that off, please?
And it's from The Daily.
So I'm making sure that people sit exactly where they should sit.
It's gonna be practicing.
It's gonna be like communist China over there.
I don't know what you mean, but no, we all want to have a good time, time, and you know, pleasant, of course, and we're gonna go to Maggie's sisters today.
Maggie's sisters, Zuzu is gonna be there. Maggie's family. And also
baby
Jack and baby Jack's baby daddy. And it's going to be wonderful.
Yeah.
I also have some board games afterwards.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But you don't want to play them.
Well, yeah.
I couldn't see you even.
But, okay, besides that, so we took that nice walk, which was nice. And then we came back. And Rigel and I were working on some things. He's doing like two different kinds of string beans.
I gotta tell you, green bean casserole is my favorite. My favorite. Do you know why?
You like how it tastes?
I mean, obviously, yeah. I can't really explain why other than that.
The crunch. You like that?
I like
the
crunch.
The textures.
We just got back from Florida.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And it was a nice trip. That was the pre-Thanksgiving dinner. Mm-hmm. But I gotta tell you, after the holidays, things are going to ramp up.
What do you mean things are going to ramp up?
I need to do better with the SGA. We're going to have to start planning the winter dance. And what have you ever done that kind of thing, PTA?
Well, I think, didn't I tell you, I was an SGA treasurer in high school?
Yeah.
Did I tell you about that?
No, tell me more.
I was a senior, and although there was one problem, they would meet after school, and I couldn't attend the meetings because I had, I guess I just had half day of school, and then half day I worked at my old elementary school with the art teacher, actually. So I had to leave. So would you believe the SGA president
kicked you?
Impeached me.
I mean,
I have the articles of impeachment upstairs somewhere.
Really?
Yeah. They were mimeograph. And it wasn't just me. It was also the vice president.
It's like more than 40 years ago.
Yes, you're right.
That's crazy. And you still have these articles?
Well, it's like, you know, if you ever have to go through my things, which you will. Okay.
Because you will die eventually.
Right. There's a bag of stuff.
The impeachment bag.
And it's in there. Well, there's more than one bag, but
I can imagine.
Anyway,
you got impeached so many times.
No, Rigel, so that is, like, the stuff, like, you know what else is in there? Lots of stuff. When I had scoliosis, I had two different body casts.
Mm-hmm.
I had a plaster one, and then I had a fiberglass one.
Can you do me a favor, just before
finish
you die?
One story?
Before you die, just kind of make the bags less for me to get through.
Okay. Well, you might enjoy it.
That's funny. I think we already talked about this, but you were cleaning out the bedroom upstairs, and you were like, Rigel, do you want your old x-rays? I'm like, no. No one wants
that. No, I thought you might want it. It wasn't just x-rays. It was like CAT scans because of
hearing
loss.
You're going to scapeogoat. You're going to scapegoat Maggie because Maggie might want it.
Okay. Well, I got rid of them. Okay.
Thank God.
There were a lot of stuff. So, but back to the fiberglass and the plaster cast. I didn't have the whole cast. I did use them back when I was like 14, whatever, 15, to make lampshades, but they burned.
What?
They burned, so I had to get rid of the cast.
Like they melted?
They started burning the inside of it. But I have because the doctor like would cut out a hole, or one was a heart shaped, and everyone signed the little heart.
You know, I one of my students, I offered to sign their cast.
Oh, that's that kind of thing, right.
And they didn't want me to.
Oh.
I was a bit brokenhearted after that.
Was this an eighth grader?
Seventh grader.
Oh. Yeah. I thought you were like this with the seventh graders.
Some of them. Some of them could take me or they could leave me. But it's all good, honestly. Listen, we need to make an announcement. There will be no...
I don't know.
New Year's party.
Yeah.
This year.
Right now, that's the plan.
And
isn't that terrible the way I said that?
No, because I feel like there's a lot of people who make decisions, right? And they always are like dreading them. And then I think the best question is, okay, say you
How
made
do
this
you
decision.
Feel?
How would you feel about that?
Right. And I love parties and I love having a New Year's party. I think it would just be a lot right now.
You know, I'm planning a
New Year's party,
holiday party.
Oh, you are, really?
And it's funny because a lot of people are like, oh, they're being very particular. We have a staff member, though, who is very interested in hosting.
Oh, you mean it's going to be at someone's house?
Yeah. And so I said, okay.
Wait.
They said, okay. I don't want it to be people past 10. I said, don't worry. I'll take care of it. So I'm going to practice my, you need to leave. Sentence.
Right. You can have it on the invitation.
Invitation? Am I handwriting these or something?
Well, it doesn't mean it has to be handwritten. It's
be like
email.
An email blast.
You can put that in the email.
Email, get the F out at 10 o'clock.
Okay, but are you going to have like a, what do they call it? Survey Monkey? Or no, Sign Up Genius?
Something like
what
that.
What people bring?
Yeah,
or,
yeah, yeah.
Or your last name. If it's this, you bring
I think we're also
going
to do one of my favorites.
What?
The white elephant.
Oh.
Can I ask you a question?
That is not your favorite. You have been, I've seen you be very upset about the white elephant.
I've learned to, I think I've changed. Yeah, I've matured. I want to live and let die, the white elephant.
Wait, live and let die meaning you embrace it now?
I'm going to live and let die. I'm going to embrace the white elephant.
Okay. If you want to. Everyone has different rules. Okay, you're not doing Secret Santa.
Honestly, Secret Santa is a lot of pressure.
Right.
A white elephant is you spend $20 on a tchotchke.
No. You can re-gift stuff. You don't have to spend $20 on it. There's rules.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are there? I don't know. I'm making the rules.
You
and
make
it's funny
the rules.
Because I'm on the social committee, but I'm really not. No one elected me. I'm just willing to do the job that no one else wants to do.
Okay. Well, I recommend people just spend too much money on stuff they don't need.
Okay, Grinch. Hey, listen.
No,
I need help figuring out
Look,
gifts.
See how we have to get rid of stuff?
Yeah. I need help getting gifts for Maggie's family.
Okay.
What do you think I should get?
You're asking the wrong person.
That's
Rachel.
True. You'd be like, go to the thrift store and
dish. No, not for a gift like that. I don't know. I have no idea.
What would you want if it was you?
Maybe a special time with you, like a dinner or something.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, I'm not into, like, and I've always hated, and you just did this today. If there's something you need, you get it. You're not like,
what did I do
for
today?
Christmas? the tea kettle. Like,
I'm getting
I have to wait. Until December 25th to get a tea kettle?
Oh, I know. Like, for example, when I bike to work.
Uh-huh.
Did I tell you I bike to work?
I heard that already once today.
So I bike to work. And it's getting cold.
Okay.
So I bought myself a new thing. And every time I buy something new, I'm always like, hey, Maggie, I got this. And so, and then she's like, okay, great. And I'm probably thinking that she's like secretly seething. She's like, one more gift I could have gotten him gone.
Okay, so you look at it that way. Because some people, that's their...
I'm not doing it maliciously.
No, that's their challenge that they're like, what can I get them? What can I get them? You know, and I don't think like that.
You know what it is? We're just selfish
people. Although, back up, earlier today I was online and I saw something about from the culture, Montgomery County, the Arts and Humanities Council has put out something called Your Spot, like a little newsletter. And one thing was that Black Rock Center for the Arts or whatever, they have like a drag
I'm
show.
I'm taking you there. That is
Why?
Your gift.
No, no. I asked.
No, you said quality time. There you go. Bing, bam,
no, not
wham.
For me. Not for me. So I asked Anna. I said, is this something you might like? Because I know they've been to other things like that. She said she's going to check with Orion. Because I thought, like an experience, this might be something they like. I'm not going to get it unless it's something they want. But it's like a drag show. And then they have like a dance party. So you could do both. And I don't know. Something like that.
Honestly, that's beautiful.
You remember a few years ago I said, Rigel, how about an escape room for the four of you or
I'm
something?
I'm telling you, I think I'm over escape rooms.
Over, right.
So, okay, so list of fads. Ready? Frozen yogurt. Boba tea will be a fad soon. Uh-huh. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. Escape rooms.
Okay.
I just feel like they're hyped up, like, oh, I really would like to try that. And then you get burnout. You get yogurt burnout, boba burnout. Escape room burnout.
Yeah, I could probably add to that list.
All right, give me the burnouts.
I don't know. I can't think right now.
You literally just told me.
Okay. Gas vehicles.
Oh my god! Hold on.
No.
I'm already getting prepared for the Thanksgiving.
Okay, right.
That's like ridiculous, Mom. How does that even come up?
Well. Because it's not.
No, I'm talking like places you go to shop.
Okay, place. Okay, okay, okay. I got you. I got you.
You are the problem. Forget the seating arrangement. I have to redo it now.
Okay, let me think, Rigel. I want to answer it.
I do want to say though that I looked over to the right when I was driving up Georgia Avenue the other day, and that building is going to be up soon. Did they tell you what's going to be in there?
Well, Mom's Organic Market.
Is it Mom's?
You told me that.
But you live closer. Maybe
you know.
You'll
I know. Really don't know anything, but I do know that there's a new taco place on the corner of.
Oh, is it open already?
Spring and yeah, Wayne. No, sorry, Spring and First Avenue.
We've got to go.
Okay. Well, the thing is, people in our neighborhood have been raving about it.
And that means you don't want to go because you don't want your neighbors to know you?
No, you know, I'm just saying I don't know if they all know what's good.
We need to go.
But,
before
to support
that, it was
them,
a coffee place.
Right, that's right. I know. And the thing is the location. It's like people from that high rise, the Arrive, if they leave their building, you'd think if they would go to downtown Silver Spring, they would go left. But this is going right. Although there's the park there.
Are you saying that it's like bringing people to your neighborhood?
No, I'm saying it's not. People don't generally walk by there. That right in
That's
that
why
direction.
The coffee shop didn't do that.
I know. Previous. I know.
But I'm telling you, I'm going to these new places, these new old places.
New old. Oh, you're going to talk about where you had brunch yesterday?
Yes. How did
yeah,
you know?
I want to. Yeah, tell me about it. I don't know.
So I went over.
Because you talked about it earlier.
I went over to my friend Alex's house. And because he and his fiance, they had some electrical issues. They think their wire was. I installed it last time.
But wow.
Their wire, they think, was too tiny. They wanted a thicker copper wire. And so. We made a plan. I said, okay, we'll go over there. We'll get brunch. And so we, and Maggie came with me, and she was just like there to chatter.
Wait, was this yesterday?
No. This was like 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
And so I quickly, you know, replaced the copper wiring.
Wow, Rigel.
It's so easy. I don't know why anyone would be like intimidated by electricity, apart from the fact that it could kill you. But yeah, then we were like, you know what? Let's get some brunch. So we found this place, Tasty Nook Cafe. It was the fluffiest of pancakes, and the people there were really nice. And I told Dominic about it, too, because Dominic usually...
He lives near there?
Yeah, and he usually comes down here for, like, Parkway and
oh, really?
Stuff. So I was like, listen, this place is pretty good. And so yesterday, I had a date with my boys. We got brunch, and then we went to the thrift store.
Yeah. You know, these days I like eggs a lot. So I think, I don't know.
That came from that conversation?
Well, we're talking about brunch.
Yeah. Tell me about your eggs.
I just like scrambled, really nothing else with it. I like the taste, the flavor, you know, because of my cancer, right? Mm-hmm. But anyway, the good news is...
You can't milk it anymore.
Okay. Well, so... yesterday was my 19th. I'm sorry. My 19th treatment. And wait a minute. I'm sorry. Six. I'm not counting right. The 11th.
It was your second to last treatment.
Right. It was
the penultimate.
The 15th, not the 19th. Okay. And next week is the last one. And so.
We've got to celebrate.
I was going to say, what are we saying? Lola took me, and this is the second time she took me, and it was great, and the people were always very nice, nurses, staff, and then we went to that, fish taco on MacArthur. I was looking forward to that because I went recently with my Tuesday group, my mixed media class. We were there together, and I thought it was so good, and
I'm confused because there's a fish taco back in College Park. Is that the same owner?
No, I think there's definitely at least two locations.
Fish tacos just exist, and this is a new one.
No, this is it probably is the same.
Why don't you go to that Irish place next to Glen Echo?
Well, we were going to. This was more than a week
ago.
Have
you been there before?
Several times, but Molly, who was arranging this because we were all going to get together, they couldn't take reservations until 8 o'clock. So she found this other place that she knew about, which is not far from there.
Molly always has the food hookups.
She does, maybe. So anyway, it was just really great, great food. And I thought, even this week, I made, like, black beans and rice because I had that there. Yeah.
You know, I think that you've taught me wrong.
About what?
So, I went to my Brown Bear's house.
Uh-huh.
And his fiance just made the most amazing black beans.
Really?
You know what the secret is?
What?
You don't drain them.
Okay.
You cook them in the liquid.
Right.
I've been draining them all my life. 32 years of drain. I've been draining my life, essentially, because
the only thing.
No, I'm telling you. Like that, add some garlic, some salt and pepper.
I did see garlic powder and cumin.
We might as well just make this a food podcast.
Right, right. Well, it is Thanksgiving. Okay, so anyway, Janine and I went there, and it was like we ate. It was good. And then... both of us were like, well, are you still hungry? And Janine was like trying to like not have more. So we said, well, let's just
Janine
go.
Janine was being Lola.
Lola
was being a scrupler.
Whatever that is. So scruples. Then, okay, then we went to the Hillwood estate. We went to the gardens.
You know, if people like listen to this, they think you're like some rich, lavish person. Well, you're going here, you're going there.
Well, the thing is, I love spending time with Lola, and going out afterwards, you know, it was fun, really fun, and pleasant, and nice to see the gardens and the greenhouses, and then walking around and all that. So before we started walking around,
I'm falling asleep.
Okay, before we started walking around, we're like, what time does your cafe close? And here we had just gone out to lunch, right?
I mean, honestly, a good cafe is always fun.
So, but our point was, and I'd been there before with, Scrabble Queen, and we,
and I got... The story is so boring.
Okay. Well, it's boring because I'm telling it.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, and we had gotten borscht because there's a lot of Russian... you know, jewelry and glassware and all this at the whole connection here at the Hillwood. So, and the borscht was so good, right? It's like a beet soup. So Janine and I thought we were going to get that. So we go and we order that. And then Janine's like, oh, sorry. Lola.
Listen, we need to stop. Hey.
No, I just want to finish. So Lola, please. It's like, do you want a split sandwich? So we split a
didn't
Beyond
you
Burger.
Just say that Lola didn't want to eat that much? You're
but
a bad
we
influence
shared
on
it. We shared it.
Oh, okay. We need to talk because spring break is coming up sooner than you think. Our plan is...
We have to look at a map.
We have to actually look at a map for this because you want to go to Joshua Tree and Yosemite?
Well, I have no idea.
What the hell is Joshua Tree?
We need to look at it. We have to study
this. Is this like a tree or like a desert?
Rigel, it's... Ask Dad.
So this isn't even your trip. This is Dave's trip.
Well... You asked me to go on a trip. Ireland.
Going on a trip with the bitch.
Okay. And it sounded really nice when you said Ireland, and Dad said, oh, it's going to be cold. And
Mom, why does it matter what Dad says? Ireland's pretty cheap to get to. It's like $500 round trip.
Really? Well, I was thinking, well, maybe not something international.
Okay. Hold on. Why?
Just the travel, the hassle. And I should get my passport renewed anyway, but all that.
Okay, listen.
Let's get your passport renewed now.
Well, my main question is, what do you want? Because we are celebrating your end of cancer.
I know.
So I don't want to hear what Dad wants.
Well, but Dad would like to go too.
He can come, but it's your party, your event. This is your New Year's party.
Okay.
Do you want to go international or do you want to go to California? I'm fine either way, but I need you to take ownership.
I guess I have a hard time thinking about it.
Oh, my God. So Dave is going to be the deciding factor. It's going to be Dave's trip. All because
well, you know, of course, he's been there for me. And if he'd like to go, I mean, if he would not want to go to the other place, right?
Okay, I'll plan it with him. You're not even part of it anymore.
Well, okay.
Because honestly, it's one less.
Well, the other thing I said was that Banff. I'd like to go there.
No.
But it's too cold, Dad says.
Too cold, apparently. Yeah. Dad says. Do you have any, like, opinions at all? You know,
I said Joshua Tree. Right?
I'm going to call Maggie out. So here Maggie is, like, giving me her handwritten instructions for making the green bean casserole. And you're like, oh... She doesn't want you to put any vegetables in the dripper, I said. So you were insinuating that Maggie's controlling the casserole dish. But listen, who's controlling your travel?
Dad?
Yeah. So maybe, what is it? I think this expression is so stupid.
What?
But the pot calls the kettle black because pots don't talk.
Right.
But I definitely think that that's really applicable in this situation. What
okay.
do you think about
well,
that?
Well, the thing is, if you want to go back to that about the vegetables and, you know, tofurkey, we're good with that.
Of course we are, because that's what our dish is.
I know. Rigel, your socks are, like, really cool.
Do you know why I'm wearing these?
Because it's Thanksgiving?
No, because I went over to Maggie's sister's yesterday, and I talked to Baby Daddy. Uh-huh. And so I was like, I did talk to him, but like I looked at his socks. I said, wait a minute. Sorry about that. I'm hoping that this is a good recording still.
Yeah, okay.
Basically.
Where did we leave off?
I don't remember. Something about travel.
Okay.
But anyways, maybe we should just cut it this short. Have a wonderful
Thanksgiving. And time
always-
with your... loved ones.
Okay, what would you do to your loved one to, like, let them know that you love them?
Just spending time together.
That's beautiful. That's
like we've done. Like, taking the walk was really nice.
Tears in my eyes. All right, well, have a good one. And thank you for listening to Son of a Bitch.